But Uncle Tom's headed. Oh, it was so extreme. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know how you stand politically or anything like that. You know, whether you're sent this way in the north or the south, however that be, it's according to the way the understanding we get of anything about the tenure's reform. And I remember my father in his older days, Mother said, right after their marriage, I mean, in his younger days, he wouldn't talk about the war. But he said that was the most saddest, most regrettable war. And he said it wouldn't have been fought except extremists on both sides, both the South and the North.
Right.
And I think, what little I've been able to learn through years, I feel like that's the way it was. And you know, Henry Clay, the Compromise of 1850, that he brought up, I can't remember, just it's been so long since I studied history that I can't quite, you remember, I guess, mm-hmm. kind of what his compromise. He was going to make a compromise between the North and the South about the slaves and about state rights and things like that. Well, he was a great man, a great American, and they just ignored that, of course.
Yes, well, both sides didn't seem to want it. Neither side wanted to compromise.
No, that's it.
Yes, but certainly a tragic thing. And I agree with you about Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was just some propaganda.
Yes, she was a woman. I hate to say anything against my sex. I thought she was great in a way, but I think she was fanatic. I think she was so fanatic.
Yes, she was.
And you know, we can all. It's possible for just ordinary people to be fanatical about anything. Mm-hmm. And she was a talented person, bound to have been, and great. But they're just like the rest of us. They have their faults too.
Yes.
And I think that she was fanatic.
Out of proportion.
And she saw the work, the very worst part of it, you know, and depicted that. Well, then came on and I read, what's that other one that I thought was on the extreme? A Southern book by John Fox Jr. No, not John Fox Jr. Thomas Dixon. You know, I guess you know the one I'm trying to think of. The leopard spots.
Oh, yes.
The leopard spots.
Yes.
And he teaches the other extreme side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, in the South and how it was. Well, I just thought, well, both of them, he got the extreme side on the worst of it, on his side, and Harriet Beecher Stowe, she got the worst of it on her side.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was good education to have, to be exposed to those points of view. For you, it was.
Sir.
I said for you, it was a very good education to get to know both sides, to read about them.
Yes, I think it helps to know both sides. It helps any of us. There's usually some truth on both sides, and some extremes.
And
I think it was
part of your education is to sort out what's extreme and what is true, don't you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, well, I talk about pessimists. I suppose that's the people that always look on the dark side to see the worst of everything. Or the optimistic, then they see the optimist. They see the extreme on the other side. I said, well, somewhere between the two extremes, mm-hmm. we've got to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic. And take things, some things as they are.
Yes, at least.
And that's just the way we have freedom of speech in America, and we the people can speak as well as those that, you know, really are in authority. And it just seems to me that, of course, with all the Watergate and all the political squabbles and everything, I still think we have the greatest and the best country in the world.
Yes.
I surely do. But we're sleeping. And if we don't,